也许因为很久没有来，觉得非常的新鲜。事实上，今天早上当我开车上山的时候，我有眼目一新的感觉。
I feel that the whole scenery is very refreshed.
因为我从来没有看见过桂山这么青葱可爱。
I haven't seen this mountain so green.
看见一片绿油油，一片青葱葱的，实在是非常欢喜。
Looks everywhere is green. Looks really nice.
大家知道为什么？
Do you know why?
这两天的雨水把它灾害都过去之后，只有好处留下来，就是各个山头都非常的油绿。
Because the rain.After all the damage is done, what's left is all the green.
我就想起圣经里面有一句话。
I remember this word in the Bible.
在以赛亚书三十二章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 32.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
他说：“等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田，肥田看如树林。
His spirit is poured upon us from on high.” And the desert becomes a fertile land, fertile field, and the fertile field seems like forest.
在以赛亚书二十九章十七节里面又说，黎巴嫩变为肥田，肥田看如树林，不是只有一点点的时候吗？
In the same book, chapter 29, verse 17, in a very short time, when not Lebanon, be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like forest.
我现在就看见为什么只有一点点的时候旷野就能看入肥田，肥田就能看入树林。
And I can really experience in a very short time the desert will turn into fertile land, fertile land turn into forest.
没有几天的功夫，这场大雨下来，所有一切旷野就变入肥田。
Only a few days after the rain, the desert looks like fertile field.
所以我相信在属灵的事情上面更是能够这样。
But、I believe in the spiritual things is the same thing.
当圣灵从上面浇灌我们的时候，
When the Holy Spirit pour upon us,
我们这些活在旷野里面的基督徒，
For all those who live in the desert,
就是一下看如肥田，
Then we all become a fertile land.
肥田就要看如树林，
All the fertile land will become forest.
生命的现象要在那里发展，要在那里兴旺，
All the sample of life will start growing and appear.
我觉得今天我们教会是在旷野里的教会。
I believe today our church is a church in the desert.
为什么说是旷野里的教会呢？
Why I'm saying this?
在旧约里面只有会幕，会幕是在旷野里面。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle is established in the desert.
但是教会今天没有看见教会呢，在哪个旷野里面？
Today we don't see the church built in the desert.
事实上，我说的是属灵的事情。
But I'm talking about it in the spiritual sense.
整个的世界好像一片旷野一样。
The whole world is like a spiritual desert.
你说旷野里面没有什么兴荣繁盛的现象吗？有。
Can't you see some growing green in the desert? Yes, there are some.
Las Vegas 就是在旷野里面一个油绿绿的城市。
For example, Las Vegas is a city, it's a very prosperous city in the desert.
但是我说的正是这个现象。
But I'm just talking about that.
世界整个来讲对于我们如同旷野。
So the whole world, in spiritual sense, is a desert.
都是人工的灯光。
Only artificial light.
没有真实的生命。
There's no true life.
刚才有一位姊妹祷告说，世界上所得一切东西得到了还是虚空。
The sister was praying, saying, after we gain everything on this earth, it's still empty.
为什么？
Why?
因为那不是生命。
Because that's not life.
今天我们是活的人。
Today we are living person.
不仅是活人，而且是在神面前活着的人。
Not only living person, but we live before God.
活人最大的满足是生命给他的喜乐。
The living person, the satisfaction is come from life.
如果我们的生命里面不喜乐，
if in our life there's no joy,
那么我们所做一切的工作，
all work,
一切的努力在世上的奔波忙碌，
and all the effort,
甚至我们的家庭，
even our family,
甚至教会。
And our church,
都不是真正的喜乐。
It's not the true joy.
主说我来了。
Jesus Christ, when I come,
要叫羊得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
To have sheep, to have life, and have more abundantly.
所以主的意思叫我们每一个人在生命的现象里面，在生命的经历里面要能够丰富。
The Lord wants us to have a more abundant life, both life itself and its experience.
但今天我们所经历的教会给我们的一些啊经历，可以说
，Today we have experienced some experience in the church.
却不是像主所应许那样给我们天天的喜乐满足。
It's not like what Jesus has promised.
我们感觉教会还不是神所应许我们那一个完全喜乐的家。
The church does not like what He promised. We have a joyful family.
反而我们觉得好像整个的世界，连属灵的事情都在旷野里面。
Looks like the whole church, in the spiritual sense, is in the desert.
我想弟兄姊妹们，很多人也是真正是为了主摆上我们的时间，摆上我们的心力，摆上我们的精神，摆上我们的祷告。
Maybe some of us will put our time or effort or money for the work of God.
为什么我们还是一样活在旷野里面呢？
How come we are still living in the desert?
前两天有一个弟兄打电话给我。
Two days ago, a brother called me.
这个弟兄跟我是一个很好的朋友，多年的朋友，二十几年的朋友了。
We are very old friends. We know each other for 20-some years.
从前他跟我一起聚会，在我们教会里面聚会。
We were in the same church before.
后来他觉得路太远，他说实在我没有办法来。
Because of distance, he said, I can't come to this church.
他说弟兄，你知道我的软弱，我就是怕开车。
He said, brother, you know my difficulty. I really don't like to drive.
我相信很多人能够明白哈，如果每天开车的话，尤其到礼拜天再不想开车。
I think many of you understand that if you drive every day, you really don't want to drive long distance on Sunday.
他是一个很爱主的弟兄，也是很有恩赐。
He really loves the Lord and he has lots of gifts.
而且他教主日学教得非常好。
He's a very good Sunday school teacher.
有一天他就跟我讲，他说：“弟兄，我想在别的地方侍奉好不好
？”So one day he came to me and said that.Brother, I really would like to attend another church, serve in another church.
我说当然，如果就着你的侍奉来讲，你能够在别的地方侍奉也很好的。
I told him, yes, brother. If it's good for your service to God, then it's good.
他就这样离开我们。
So he left us.
他又打电话回来，什么意思呢
？So when did he call me? What that mean?
他告诉我说，弟兄，不是每个教会都这么喜欢读圣经啊。
He said, oh, brother, it's not every church.Love the word of God.
我说弟兄，当初我劝你不要离开。
So I told him, brother, I advise you not to leave.
因为你知道，我已经立定心志，以圣经作为教会唯一的内容。
Because this church has firmly established that word of God is foundation of this church.
我们相信圣经是神是教会的根基，神的话语是教会的根基。
I believe only the word of God is foundation of the church.
所以我们愿意花尽一切的功夫一切力量来明白神的旨意，借着圣经给我们的启示。
So we would like to spend all our effort to know the will of God through the word of God.
那这位弟兄他打电话给我，当然也是要告诉我这句话。
In fact, this brother was calling me because of that.
我说你回不回来呢？
So I asked him, will you come back?
他说你的教会还在那没有搬家，我还是就嫌路远了。
Your church has not moved. It's still long distance from us.
所以这里很麻烦
了，
除非在各城里面都建立一个教会如他所那样盼望的，不然像他那样的人就不能在他所喜悦的教会里面侍奉。
So unless in every city, every location we have a church really honor the Bible, otherwise he will not be satisfied.
其实教会的形态很多种。
There's many forms of church.
因为这是一个非常自由的国家，教会也是非常自由。
Free society and churches sort of accept freedom.
我想，如果弟兄姊妹们到处走一走，就看见教会有各式各样的教会。
If you travel around or you visit around, you will see a lot of different kinds of churches.
我绝对不敢说这些哪一个不是神的教会。
I would dare not to say anyone is not the church of God.
因为神也允许他的丰富借着不同的肢体、不同的环境来彰显。
Because God allows His abundance, manifested in many different ways.
如果我们相信神的伟大跟神的这个智慧的话，
If we know His greatness and His wisdom,
我们就没有办法说神只能照我们所喜欢的样子来建立他的教会。
We will not be able to say God only will establish church in the way that I like.
也不能说我所建立的教会就是最讨神喜悦的教会。
And we cannot say our church is the one pleases God most.
所以每一个教会都有它的特点。
So every church has its specialty.
但是每一个教会都需要确实走在神的路中间。
The there's one thing they must have, is they have to follow the will of God.
我跟福生弟兄跟守荣弟兄我们认识这么多年。
So, we know each other for many, many years.
所以虽然我是一个过路的传道人。
Although I'm a visiting speaker.
但是我觉得这个教会我很能够说我心里所要说的话。
But I feel that I can talk to you, with all honesty.
前些日子李弟兄给我打电话的时候我就问起这里教会的情形。
A couple days ago, when Nana called me, I asked him about this church.
我今天到这里再一看，大家节目单上所讲祷告的内容。
And today, when I come here, I look at the prayer request.
我记得上一次我来的时候，教会还没有请传道人。
I remember last time when I came, the church did not have a full-time minister.
这次我来到这里又没有传道人。
And this time when I come, you.
从前是有过的。
We once had one.
到底这里怎么回事？到底主的意思是什么？大家也在寻求。
So, what happened? Why this happened? And we're all searching the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，教会有很多的困难，不是平常我们照着我们自己推理。哦，若是有了一个传道人，就能解决问题了。
A lot of times, the difficulty in the church is not like what we think. Sometimes we think.As long as we have a full-time minister, all the problems will be resolved.
如果这样的话，我的教会应该没有问题了。
So if that's the case, then our church shouldn't have any, his church shouldn't have any problem.
如果你们到我的教会去问一问，问题多得很。
So if you go to his church and ask, there's a lot of problems also.
所以一个传道人来不能解决教会所有的问题。
So a full-time minister is not cure all, is not solving all the problems.
而且我发现，可能我是一部分问题的原因。
Sometimes a full-time minister is part of the problem.
所以可能请了传道人来问题更多不一样形态的问题
And maybe to have a full-time minister have a different kind of problem.
所以我就想在圣经里面到底有没有给我们看见一定教会的模式是什么
So I'm asking myself, is there a model?
刚才
a model in the Bible?
刚才我所讲那一位弟兄他是一个圣经教师是一个有恩赐教主日学很会教圣经的人
Brother, I was mentioned, he was a very good Bible teacher, and he has gifts to lead Sunday school.
所以他到哪里都希望能够教主日学。
So wherever he goes.
他不是一个全世界的传道人。
He's not a full-time minister.
但是他的知识一点都不会在任何传道人之下。
But his biblical knowledge is not less than any other full-time minister.
他也能够做许多属灵的事情。
He can also minister spiritually.
但是主给每个人呼召不一样
But each one, God called him different.
有些人主呼召他们出来全世界侍奉
some of them, God called them to be a full-time minister.
因为也许牧养的工作需要有全世界的人比较能够照应周全这是大家的想法
maybe pastoring, maybe counseling requires a person to dedicate full-time
但是我也要说全世界传道人不一定都来做牧师的
butNot all the full-time ministers become a pastor.
因为神给个人呼召是不一样。
Because his calling is different for each one.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见教会没有一定的形态。
So we can see the church has no specific model.
也不是说传道人有一定的stereotype, 一定的格式给人可以选一个怎么样传道人。
Not all the full-time ministers is a stereotype, and you can pick one.
所以我相信一个教会能够成长能够在这个过程中间能够茁壮
So as I see when the church growing
一定有一个基本的因素
There must be some fundamental reason
就是在每一个阶段中间它能够存在 survive 能够过得去
In every stage of its growth it can survive and grow
怎么样可以 survive 怎么样可以不死呢
How can we survive in every different stage of growth?
就是需要每一个阶段中间看见在这个环境里面在这个阶段里面我们的侍奉怎样最有果效。
We need to see in different stages what is the most effective way of serving him.
而且不带着一个超过我们能达到的期望。
And we're not look beyond our ability.
所以弟兄姊妹们我说在教会里面侍奉常常是一个旷野的感觉。
So a lot of times, I felt that serving the church is like serving the desert.
什么叫做旷野？旷野就是供应都不够的，资源都不够的。
So what desert means? Desert means the lack of natural resources.
你需要在那样一个环境里面怎么样让这个比如说以色列人吧60万人男男女女能够在那里生活
You have to get by with very little natural resources like 600,000 Israel in the desert they have very little water very little food
今天我们教会人不是那么多
Our church do not have too many people
怎么样能够叫神的儿女得到他应当得到的
How can we supply all congregation with what they need?
不容易
difficult.
但是我相信如果每一个家庭能够生存
But I believe if each family can survive,
教会也没有理由它不能生存
There's no reason that church cannot survive.
因为教会是神的生命
Because church is the life of God.
如果每一个人每一个神的儿女都清楚蒙恩得救
If every children of God is clear about their salvation,
他应当能够从神那里得到供应得到滋润得到帮助得到生命
Each one should be able to receive blessings and receive nourishment from God directly
不错我们需要有主日在一起敬拜的时候
Yes, we need to have a Sunday worship together
我们也需要在一起主从那里从主那里领受神话语的供应
We also need to study Bible together to learn from the word of God
我们把我们的需要告诉神借着祷告
And we submit our requestsOr need to God through prayer.
在有传道的 人的时候可以这样做没有传道人一样可以做
Whether we have a full-time minister or without a full-time minister we can do the same
所以弟兄姊妹假如我们心态上面是确定的
if our commitment is sure
我们的目的不是去找一个传道人
Our goal is not looking for a full-time minister
我们是寻找主
But we're seeking God
因为主是我们生命的供应
Because only the Lord Himself is the supplier.
应许说他的羊出入都得到得草吃
Because He promised, if we are His sheep, going out and coming in, we'll have pastures.
换句话说，在牧人的手里，在我们主耶稣大牧人的手里，他有生命的供应。
As Jesus Christ, as our great shepherd, under Him, we'll have nourishment of life.
我是一个传道人我要告诉弟兄姊妹我最辛苦的是什么事情
I myself is a full-time minister and I want to tell you my most difficulty
不是讲一篇道
It's not preaching
而是怎么样让神的儿女 motivated 被激励他愿意自己来读圣经
But it's how to motivate each and every children of God to love the word of God
弟兄姊妹如果这件事情不是我们侍奉的目的跟侍奉的方向的话
If this is not our goal in serving him,
那么我们的侍奉有两个结果
then our service will have two different results.
一个是叫人越来越依靠传道人
one is to have a congregation depend on the full-time minister or pastor more and more.
这样的结果同时也造成一种不能分离的现象教会就不会再长进
And if all the congregation only depend on one pastor or one full-time minister, then the church would be difficult to grow.
但是反过来说也是一个非常危险的境况
And the other result is also difficult.
就是传道人要过两天之后就发现他不能满足神儿女的需要神儿女对传道人也不满足于是就只好分手拜拜
Then the other result is that if we find out that the servant of God cannot satisfy the congregation congregation cannot be satisfied with the full-time minister then they will be parted
所以有很多传道人很多伤亡率该就停
a lot of casualty for the full-time minister
说起来都因为我们弄错了方向
because we are going the wrong direction
侍奉主的人应该最大的目标叫他能够直接与耶稣基督连在一起
so for all those who serve God should minister to the congregation by leading them to personallyLove the word of God.
保罗就是这样
like Paul
保罗的侍奉是要人发现在基督耶稣里的丰富
in Paul's ministry he wants each and everyone to find the abundance in the Jesus Christ
而不是把人带到他的面前
he did not lead those people to himself
他说什么他要把个人完完全全在基督里面引到神的面前
so he said his ministry is to lead everyone through Jesus Christ to God.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果这是目标，
Brother and sister, if this is our goal,
那么我们传道人也好，或者是底下的会众也好，同一个方向。
Then all the minister and the congregation have the same goal.
一样的目的就不会彼此增进，彼此产生残骸的现象。
If this is the same goal, then we won't have any conflict.
你知道传道人也需要他的会众来增，有时候弄错方向的话，他以为传道这个会众能增加他的知名度，增加他的声望，增加他的能力。
Sometimes pastor or full-time minister also likes to use the congregation to increase
to pat him up,
personal status,
把他自己做得肥一点
and make himself better,
对不对？对不对？
Is that so?
一个小教会的牧师是没有名的牧师。
A pastor in a small church is unknown.
大教会大家都知道他的名字。
If you become a pastor for a big church, then you're well known.
那么你想想看，哪一个是比较好的牧师？
So which one is better pastor?
如果我没有讲刚刚以上讲这段话，大家都说大教会的牧师一定是好牧师，对不对？
If I didn't tell you what I told you already, you would say, well, the pastor in the big church is better.
但是这不是教会的目的。
But that's not the goal of the church.
教会的目的是叫我们每一个人能够因着神的话语生根立基在他的里面。
The purpose of the church is for each individual Christian to deep rooted in the Word of God and grow through the Word of God.
这是第一步。
And that's the first step.
那么我看我自己的会众，我就一直在想，有多少人已经在第一步上面可以完全站得住了。
So when I look at my own church, how many of the congregation can accept the first step?
弟兄姊妹，这是传道人在主的面前思想的问题。
But this is what a servant of God should think before God.
到什么程度这个教会能够完全成为独立的？
At what stage the whole church can be fully independent?
让教会能够继续往前，让传道人、侍奉主的人能够照着主的托付再往前。
So let the whole church move forward and let the servant of God can move forward according to the will of God.
因为教会不是传道人的财产。
Because church is not possession for the pastor.
也不是他的名望。
It's also not the instrument to increase his own fame.
也不是他个人的利益的地方。
It's not where the source of his profit.
所以今天侍奉主的人跟会众都要有同样的心态。
So today,servant of God as well as the congregation should have the same goal and same attitude.
当然我们应当相爱，神的儿女应当爱传道人，传道人应当爱教会，爱牧羊，爱他的羊群。
Certainly we should love each other. The congregation should love the pastor, the pastor should love the congregation.
但是爱的有更崇高的那个意境。
But love have even higher, higher level.
就是好像父母爱儿女一样。
Those pure love like children, I mean the parents love the children.
有一天爱儿女到一个地步，让他们能够独立。
So you love your children to the point to let them be independent.
儿女爱父母到一个地方，到一个地步，会懂得父母的需要。
And the children will love the parents to the point that understand the need of the parents.
也不会让老年的父母觉得孤单，对不对？
Will not let the old parents live alone.
所以我看见大家周报上写的要为了七男子弟兄祷告，我心里非常受感动。
So, in our prayer request, we ask you to pray for Brother Chi.
这是自然的现象。
Because this is the natural result.
这也是正常的现象。
And this is normal.
也不是说因为我们爱一个传道人为他祷告，就是一定希望他当我们的牧师，对不对？
When we pray for those pastors or servants of God, we...Do not necessarily want him to come here to be your pastor.
因为个人在神的面前受的带领不一样。
Because each one has its own guidance and the calling from God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，教会要达到一个心态思想上的正确跟完全。
So the whole church should learn a right way of thinking.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，现在我们回到这个目的，在这个地方，我们是不是已经有一些人能够衡量到一个地步？他们在主的面前生根立基，不会摇动，而且他们知道主的道路。
So, let's think about this church. Do we have many of us have already firmly rooted in the word of God.
如果没有，是我们在这头一步应当求得的供应，让我们能够生根立基在主的里面。
If not, that is the first thing we should pray for God to have more people firmly rooted in the word of God.
不是说这个教会热闹，我来了啊，很舒服，很开心，孩子们都有很好的照顾，这就是教会了。
Church is not, it's very, looks very lively and very happy, and the kids get properly taken care of. Then that's a good church.
不错，有一天也许教会要成长的时候，那些没有生根立基在主的里面，他们受各种外面的因素影响的人，头一个注意的有没有好的儿童主日学。
When the church grows, maybe those newcomers, the first thing they look at is whether we have a good children's program.
但是真正生根立基为了教会做柱石的
But for those who are deeply rooted and they become the pillars of the church,
他们的想法却不是这样
They will not think that way.
我实在说没有一个人能够担负所有的工作
Let me say again, there's no person, no one person can be responsible for all the responsibility.
但是我们却可以在主的面前祷告
But we can pray.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在主的面前确实生根立基坚固以后，我们要把侍奉带到一条路上，让每一个神的儿女能够照着他所有的那一份来加入，在一同参与一起侍奉。所以弟兄姊妹，我在讲什么？
So brothers and sisters, what am I talking about?
我在讲到治理的问题。
Because I'm talking about how to manage the church.
教会需要治理的。
Church needs management.
而治理的人是谁，也是主自然显明的。
Who's going to manage the church? It will be naturally revealed by the Lord.
或者是一个人，或者是几个人。
Maybe one, maybe few.
也许在一起商量。
Maybe few.Pray together, discuss together.
也许有一个人带领，不一定。
And maybe one person to lead. I don't know.
根据当地的情形不一样。
It all depends on the environment of that church.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里讲了很多的问题，讲到教会里面怎么样同心，怎么样一起侍奉，怎么样舍己，十字架在这里出现。
So in there we practice the cross, how to sacrifice yourself.How to be oneness and all this.
因着治理的观念，教会来到一起。
Use this management, that the whole church will unite together.
但真正能够留在一起，是因为有十字架。
But the only reason that we can remain together is through the cross.
教会跟世界上的治理不一样。
The managing church is quite different from managing a worldly organization.
教会里的治理啊，跟外面怎么不一样呢
？What's the difference？
外面的治理怎么样把人连在一起
？How the worldly organization, secular organization can unite people together？
最有效的就是靠钱。
Most effective way is using money.
你钱赚得够多，大家有足够的薪水，当然自然在一起工作了，对不对
？If the company is profitable and you give a good salary, then You can unite the employees.
但是教会里面不是 gainful 利益得者。
But in the church, each individual is not gainful. We're not getting profit from the church.
教会所以能够在一起，不是因为大家有 gainful purpose， 有这个目的。
We get together in the church not for the gainful individual gainful purpose.
反而是我发现很多时候教会所以在一起，那些跟真正在一起核心都是给的人。
And actually, when the church unite together.Mostly for those people who are willing to give.
事实上，教会能够在一起是为什么
？Why the church can unite together?
因为明白主的道理。
Because we know the will of God.
十字架是我们真正的得着。
And the cross is what we actually gain.
十字架叫我们得着什么
？What the cross will give us?
十字架叫我们得着生命的成长。
Because the cross will lead to the growth in life.
生命的成长，一方面是得的，一方面是舍的。
The growth in life, one way we grow in the spiritual life, and the other way we have to give.
神的话语、祷告的应许，叫我们越来越有信心。好了，我们成长了。
So through the word of God, through prayer, gain in faith, then we grow.
但是到了一定的程度
that comes to a certain point,
神必须借着十字架来剥削我们
then God will use cross to reduce us.
很多弟兄姊妹都经历这样的事情
a lot of brothers have experienced that.
可是当我们经历一点点困难经历十字架的时候
when we experience a little bit of difficulty, a little bit of cross,
我们发现这个人成熟了
then,We found this person become more mature.
我们发现这个人比较能够忍耐。
Then this person has more patience.
这个人比较能够不那样的容易发怒。
This person become more controlled, less get angry.
所以你记不记得大卫出去打歌利亚的时候
？You remember when?David went out to fight with Goliath.
那时候他给人的印象是一个红红白白的少年孩子。
People look at him as a nice looking kid.
哥利亚一看说这个人又白又红显然是个没有经验的人。
So Goliath looked at him that he's an inexperienced kid.
但是等到大卫成长的时候 老年都怎么样呢
But when David grew, mature,
他满脸风霜一定是满脸风霜。
So he looked very fragile.
他一定是可能经历许许多多人生历经沧桑吧中国人说
So he had gone through a lot of difficulties in his life.
脸上恐怕满了皱纹
So he got all the
wrinkles.
Okay.
Not freckles. Wrinkles. 所以你看他的儿子亚沙龙的谋士看大卫是怎么样的看法
They look at his son
Absalom's
advisor how they look at David
他们说你的父亲是一个大能的勇士
Your father is a mighty hero
他们不敢轻忽不敢对他太不放在眼里
They dare not to look down upon him
因为他是一个有经验的人
Because he's experienced
但是弟兄姊妹们，一个人从年少长到年成熟，他所经过的事情，是借着神所给我们许多的环境。
So when we grow, when we mature, we've all gone through the environment and the circumstances that God has given us.
我今年四十多岁
，I'm 47 years old.
很快就要五十岁了
，close to 50.
弟兄姊妹们，我没有想到。我三十岁的时候，我自己觉得很成熟，但为什么现在看看觉得还不成熟
？When I was 30, I feel I'm very mature, and now I feel less mature.
Yeah. 越活越觉得自己不成熟。
The more you live, the less you feel you're mature.
事实上，弟兄姊妹，因为我们的经历，叫我们看见说，哎呀，还有许许多多未得之地。
Because through our experience, we know there's a lot of land we have not occupied.
这就是十字架所要给我们一切经过
That is what cross will lead us to experience.
在我们身上剥削从前我们以为了不起的东西
So the cross, through the cross God will reduce those things that we think are highly
好叫我们能够达到圣经里所说一些简单的教训
So that through that we can learn some very simple teaching in the Bible
什么简单的教训呢、啊
What kind of simple teaching?
看个人要看别人比自己强。
So we see others better than us.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话你对三十岁的人说，跟对五十岁的人说不一样。
This same sentence when you talk to a 30-year-old and 50-year-old is quite different.
到五十岁的时候，真发现人外有人，天外有天。
So when you get to 50, you really think there are so many people better than I am.
所以就不如让那些三十岁的人领头做冲锋吧。
So, for my words, just let those young people, 30-year-old, lead the way.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样
？Is that the way?
这是一种成熟。
That's a kind of maturity.
这是一种舍己。
It's kind of self-sacrifice.
这是十字架的结果。
And that's the result of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会聚在一起有味道，为什么
？Brothers and sisters, when the church gets together, we feel It's precious. Why?
因为有味道。
Because
very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
越在教会里面越过瘾啊。
The more you're in the church, The banner you feel is paid for.
弟兄们是，但是我要反过来说，教会是不是只是为了学十字架而活在这里的？
Is the church only because we get together to learn the lesson of the cross?
也不是。
Not that.
因为福音是要从我们这里传扬出去。
Because the gospel has to preach from here.
当我们传福音的时候，一定要经历十字架。
Or preach gospel.Have to
当我们经历十字架之后，福音的能力一定增加。我们经历一些十字架之后，叫我们更加有智慧，更加有能力，更加谦卑，更加有忍耐。
After we experience the cross, we have more power, more patience, more endurance.
更加充满基督的爱。
And full of love of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的目的啊！
That is purpose of church.
因为教会是要彰显耶稣基督的。
Because the church is to manifest the Christ.
怎么样彰显耶稣基督？
How to manifest Christ?
不是光是说说而已。
It's not just by words.
要借着十字架成就在我们身上。
But through cross, actually happening in our life.
让每一个人都看得见。
So that everyone can see through our life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，怎么样会我们里面充满了爱去照顾别人？
How can we full love of Christ to take care of other people?
因为我们自己也软弱过。
Because we have once been taking care of people, because once we were weak.
为什么我们对那些生病的人特别有负担？
Why we have a burden on those who are sick?
因为我从前也，因为我也病过。
Because I was sick before.
保罗说，有谁跌倒我不焦急，有谁软弱我不焦急呢。
So, Paul said, "Whosoever falls, I don't feel passion."
这才是一个有经验、成熟的圣徒能够真正的服侍别人。
This is truly an experienced servant of God.
如果只是为了责任，不可能。
It is only because of responsibility we can do it right.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是教会最宝贝的地方，也不是我们讲几句话能够讲得明白的。
This is the most precious thing in the church. We can't just explain it in a few words.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这样的参与教会，叫我们整个和神的儿女生命连接在一起，不能分开。
Only in this way, when we participate in the church, then our life is linked with other Christians. We cannot be separated.
我不晓得今天这些话对于弟兄姊妹有没有帮助，有没有直接的帮助。
I don't know whether.What I said was direct to help you.
我的意思就是说，在现在的阶段里面，对你们是不是正需要
？I don't know whether this is what you need this stage.
但是我却相信，这是我自己所经历的一点点。
But I believe this is what I have experienced.
所以我相信我说的，我知道我在说什么。
Because I believe I know what I'm talking about.
教会还有第三个目的。
Church has a third purpose.
刚才我已经说过。就是愿意看见福音的传扬。
Just as mentioned, want to see the spread of the gospel.
现在有很多人，不是现在，好多多年以来，一直就有人不断的研究怎么样传福音。
And through the generations, many people have researched how to effectively preach the gospel.
你知道，活得久一点也有一个好处。
If you live longer, there's a certain benefit.
可以看见很多。当时发生的事情后果如何
you can have a first-hand experience to see the things happened and the result.
许许多的传福音方法过来又过去
we have seen a lot of different methods.
也许多传福音的人来了又去了
we also see a lot of evangelists come and go.
我就发现每一个世代中间神需要用不同的方法。
When I found out that in every generation, God will use different methods.
神要用不同的人。
And God will use different servants.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这件事情叫我为了神的旨意更加能够放心的祷告。
So through this, I'll more boldly pray.
怎么样传福音
？How to pray? How to preach gospel?
实在是要祷告。
We need prayer.
实在是借着祷告。
Only prayer.
我自己个人很喜欢做我喜欢做个人的工作。
I really like to do the personal evangelism.
我也带了不少人得救。
And I have pleasure to lead a lot of people to the Lord.
但是我不大记得哪一个人，我先去想好怎么样跟他传福音的。
I don't remember anyone that has planned to use a specific method to preach to him.
很多时候根本没有想到，在一个完全陌生的环境里面，忽然有人来传了福音，他就信主走了。
In a lot of times, in a or in a special situation, I met somebody and preached gospel, and they accept the Lord and believe.
我再没有看见过他。
I'll never see him again.
好像腓力跟这个埃提阿伯太监传福音一样，传了就走了。
It's like a Philip preaching to the eunuch.
所以弟兄姊妹们，福音的工作不是说为了实在为了啊教会人数增加才传福音的啊，他不在我们这里聚会就不向他传福音了，没有这回事。
And we have to remember, preaching the gospel is not for the purpose to grow the number in the church, because this person is likely to come to this church and I will not preach.
因为神的原则不是这样。
This is not the principle of God.
因为因此，弟兄姊妹，我相信很多时候我们错过了传福音机会。
A lot of times we miss opportunity to preach gospel.
我们里面对福音的观念不对。
Because we have different concepts about preaching.
对福音的负担不对。
Our burden is wrong.
福音不是为你的。
Gospel is not for you.
是为了他。
For him.
福音不是为你，是为了主。
Not for you, it's for Lord.
我再反过来问一句。
Let me ask you a question.
你就知道神没有错，是我们弄错了。
A lot of times, God will not make mistakes. We make mistakes.
这里教会有多少人是在这个教会里传福音才信主的？
How many of you become a Christian in this church?
有没有人在这里得救的？
How many of you become a Christian here?
感谢主。那么其他都不在这里得救的了。你们哪里来的呢？
A lot of you were not sent here, so where you come from?
所以你不要担心，你传福音尽量传好了，神的教会要增加。
So you should just go ahead and preach the gospel. The universal church of God will increase.
而我们在其中是一部分。
We are only a very small part of that.
并且把我们从各样从前的方法跟制度里面释放出来。
So.Let us relieve from all methods, all those concepts.
而照着神的话说，随走随传。
And according to the word of God, wherever we go, we preach the gospel.
保罗每日在街市上向人传扬福音。
And Paul just walk on the street and preach the gospel to the people.
弟兄姊妹，假如我们能够把传福音跟带他来教会当作两件事情来处理，有时候反而有好处。
So if we separate preaching gospel and bring him to the church.Separate those two things. It will help us.
有一段时间，福生告诉我说，他们工作的地方有一些从中国大陆来的人。
Once, we have an opportunity to preach gospel to some scholars from China.
很好。
That's very good.
不一定说为了他们到教会来的缘故。
Not because we lead them to this church.
但今天很多教会的观念就是，我们没有看见福音的果效，为什么我们要做这样的工作？
And a lot of times we are complaining, we don't see the fruit of the preaching the gospel come to this church. Why will we put the effort in?
我们努力半天，都让别人去替别人做媳妇去了。
And we spend a lot of effort, and they go to other churches.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有这样的抱怨
，If we have this kind of complaint,
下次神就不敢请你传福音了。
The next time God will not give you the opportunity to preach the gospel.
是不是我们错了，弟兄姊妹？
Are we wrong?
我相信主要释放我们，叫我们心更加宽大。
So God, we pray that God will relieve us from this, so that our heart will be brought.
一个教会的成熟是从哪几方面衡量
？How do we measure mature church?
一方面从它属灵的健康来衡量。
One way is measured according to the spiritual health.
看他能不能读经，能不能自己祷告，能不能个人在主的面前有很好的根基。
To see each individual member, can they personally pray and study the Bible and rooted in the Word of God?
每一个人都有基督长成的身量。
If everyone has the fullness of his stature,
那么教会就有基督长成的身量。
Then the whole church has a fullness.
怎么样看教会成熟没有？
How can we see a church is mature?
看看能不能在一起侍奉。
To
是不是个人能够舍己？能不能在一起祷告的时候，像使徒行传十三章那样说，他们同心祷告，得到圣灵的印证？这是成熟的一个衡量啊。接受十字架的能力跟度量，就是我们生命的衡量。
How to measure the maturity of our life is how much we can receive the Spirit and receive this,
the measure of Christ. 我们如果能够用我们的恩赐，
if we can use our gift,
不仅是传福音、主日学一样的，
not only in preaching the gospel or teaching the Sunday school.
在我刚才讲的举传福音的例子，团契也是一样。
I was using preaching gospel as an example.But the fellowship is the same.
和少年人帮助少年人也是一样。
Youth fellowship is the same thing.
而且更重要。
And even more so.
因为我们设立少年人中间，在他们面前设立了榜样。
Because we have to give an example to those young people.
让他们也做一个心胸宽大的基督徒。
So that they will have a big heart.
不是为了建立一个教会而已。
It's not only.To increase the local church,
而是看见神的旨意在我们身上，个人身上。
And see that His will is manifested among us.
所以我不晓得这样的说，弟兄姊妹们能不能因此里面喜乐。
I don't know whether through this you feel more joyful.
我是相信诸位行走在主的旨意中间。
I believe this church is trying to walk in the will of God.
我刚才提了一点，我们需要怎么样适应现有的状况。
But I was mentioning one thing, how can we adapt to the current situation?
刚才我讲的这三件事情，适应不难的。
The three things that I've mentioned is not difficult to adapt to.
只是我们心态需要调整。
But we need to change our attitude.
让我们没有任何的压力。
So that we don't have an undue pressure.
没有任何的重担，
we don't have an undue burden,
让我们能够轻松自由，
so that we can serve him freely,
让我们心里轻松，
and we have a relaxed heart,
让我们知道说我们这样做没有什么问题，
so that we know this kind of service we don't have problems.
这样一个聚会是一个轻松的聚会，
so this kind of meeting is a very relaxed meeting.
我相信神的儿女来到这里，弟兄姊妹来到这里，也会发现主的平安。
Then I believe everyone come here will get the peace from God.
要看见在这里有主的喜乐。
And will experience the joy of the Lord.
让我们在这里侍奉的时候同心合意。
So, yeah, we cannot reach.
诗篇十六篇告诉我们说，除了耶和华之外，我们没有别的。
In Psalm 16 says.Besides him, we have nothing.
那里说以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
And also say that the sorrow will increase if we use other gods substitute Jehovah.
而原文里面那个神字是没有的。
In the original text, there's no other gods. Use other things, other.
他说以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
So what the sense is.He used any other things other than God himself to substitute him, then your sorrow will be increased.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在教会里面侍奉的时候，也不拿别的来代替神。
So when serving the church, will not use any other things to substitute for God.
我们只知道讨他的喜悦。
For only to please him.
主的喜悦也与诸位同在。我们祷告。主，我为了弟兄姊妹们，为了教会，寻求你的道路。因为我们没有自己的道路。我们没有自己的拣选。我们也不需要有我们自己的盼望。我们只要知道你在这个时代中间，在我们身上所要成就的事情。 没有一件事情是我们不能做的。没有一件事情是我们一定要做的。只有一件事情我们需要知道。我们愿意在凡事上遵求你的旨意。愿你祝福教会。在所有一切的需要上面，主你自己是他们的满足。无论是为了在工作上的需要，无论是个人生活家庭中间的需要，让我们都 一起仰望你。你是我们的满足，因为你是我们的一切。在孤单的时候，你是我们的同伴；在低沉的时候，你是我们的安慰；在喜乐的时候，你是我们所愿意最分享的那一位。主，我们把敬拜赞美归给你，求你在这个教会里面生根立基，在所有的圣徒身上。让每一个神的儿女也生根立基在你的爱里面。你为我舍命流血，你做了我们的牧人。你负着我们一切的责任。谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your blessing.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Praise Jesus.